Adult Medicaid patients in Pennsylvania can get only the most basic dental care, things like cleanings, x-rays, and fillings. That's due to a 2011 cut in dental benefits to pay for the state's Medicaid expansion, a change that has made it nearly impossible for many of the 1.6 million adults on Medicaid to get the dental work they need. As part of our collaborative reporting project, Broke in Philly, WHYY's Dana Bate tells us about one woman who was caught in this struggle.
Summer Mills woke up in the middle of the night last fall in excruciating pain. Her upper canine tooth was throbbing, and eventually, she couldn't take it anymore.
4 o'clock in the morning, I had to wake the entire house up so that I could go to the ER, and I had to drag all the kids with me.
Mills has four kids, ranging in age from 2 to 14. They all came with her to the ER, where she was given pain medication and sent home. The next week, she almost fainted in a Walmart because she was on so much medication and the pain was so bad.
If I had to leave two carts full of groceries just in Walmart, I'd leave it because I couldn't even function anymore. That's how bad it was.
She visited her dentist and discovered she had a cavity so big that it had damaged the root of her tooth. She needed a root canal, but Mills is on Medicaid, which doesn't pay for root canals. She would have to file something called a benefit limit exception, or a BLE, with her plan and hope they approved it. That's what Mills did. A few months later, her insurance company got back to her. Denied. Ahmed Ishmael, the dean of Temple University School of Dentistry, says this happens all the time.
The rejection rate on the benefit limit exceptions for this procedure exceeds 95-96%.
Mills Medicaid insurer, Aetna Better Health, declined to put forward someone to comment for this story. But the company outlined circumstances under which a BLE would be approved, including a situation where the member's life would be in danger or the member would need more expensive treatment if not granted the request. But Ishmael says insurers often argue that a tooth can be pulled, so a procedure like a root canal isn't technically medically necessary. What the companies don't account for is the social stigma associated with missing teeth, or the fact that Medicaid won't pay to replace the tooth with an implant, which costs thousands of dollars.
Ideally, they should reinstitute adult Medicaid because it's increased the chances of people who are on Medicaid to get jobs, to live better, have better quality of life, because if they don't have teeth, they cannot really work.
Mills does work as a social worker, and she's proud of that. She gets yearly dental checkups, and her dentist says the problems with her teeth are probably genetic.
I work hard, like I work 50, 60 hours a week. And to be penalized for this and to be told like, oh, well, you're sick, but you're not sick enough.
Mills paid $200 out of pocket for a stopgap procedure. But eventually, her pain got so bad that she couldn't eat on one side of her mouth and had to stop breastfeeding her youngest because her milk supply dried up. Her dentist told her the options were pulling the tooth, which Medicaid would pay for, or paying more than $700 out of pocket for a root canal. She and her dentist agreed pulling the tooth wasn't an option. It was a front tooth and would affect her appearance and ability to do her job. So she decided to take out a care credit card, a special credit card for medical procedures with a 25% interest rate.
To have to get credit cards and things, and that hurts my credit score, and then now I'm in debt. Like, it's horrible that these companies do this to people.
Mills appealed the BLE rejection while all of this was going on and enlisted the help of Put People First Pennsylvania, a healthcare advocacy group. Jacob Hope is a member and worked with Mills. He says there should be an appointed official who advocates for patients like Mills.
When we have our electric company or our water company is doing something wrong, we actually have an advocate for us with these utilities. There isn't one with healthcare, so we think there should be one.
After Put People First had a call-in day for Mills, her insurer approved the root canal 2 months after she had the procedure. Her dentist refunded her money, but Mills found out she needs another root canal on the tooth next door, and the insurer has denied her BLE for that. She also needs a special type of crown that will bridge both damaged teeth to keep them in place. The insurer won't pay for that either, and Mills can't afford the $2,000 it will cost for both procedures, so she's appealing the rejection.
Even if they fix it for me, it doesn't solve it for everyone. You know, I'm one in probably thousands of people that need this kind of stuff done.
In the meantime, she's discovered she has three cavities on the other side of her mouth. If they progress, she'll need root canals on those too, and the process will start all over again. Dana Bate, WHYY News.